Your radio's on it. The Million Dollar Sound of Golden Wax.
Golden Wax. Golden Wax.
Hey, Chuck Fast Talking, Slow Walking Conway Jr. here, and welcome to the Golden Wax Black Music Month Edition. Golden Wax is the show that designed to put a little dip in your hip, a little glad in your stride, and a little stroll in your soul. And guess what? If you can't dig it, it must have a hole in your soul. And ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, tighten your seatbelts, and let's go!
Drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing.
I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine. He broke my little bottle of love potion number nine.
Hey, Chuck Fast Talking, Slow Walking Conway Jr. here. Black Music Month is here. Here's Bill Withers and Lovely Day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
It's time for another Golden Wax smash hit sponsored by Mr. D's Barbershop, located in the Kinsman Square Shopping Plaza, East 93rd and Kinsman Avenue. Remember, if your hair is nappy, Mr. D can make it happy. Give him a call. The area code 216-318-5817. The number once again, area code 216-318-5817. Now enjoy the music sponsored by Mr. D's.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Okay. All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two.
Dum-de-dum-de-la. Dum-de-dum-de-la.
Dum-de-dum-de-la.
You're listening to Chuck Conway Jr.,
the man with the golden works.
Funky. Heard about the party now, just east of Harlem. Dougie gonna be there, but you got to call him. Even the soldiers need a break sometime. Listen to the groove, y'all. Let it unwind your mind. No intoxication, let you see what I see. Dancing hot and sweaty, right in front of me.
Right in front of me.
Oh, call it what you like. I'ma call it how I be. This is just another one of God's gifts. Musicology. Got to keep the party moving, like I told you. Keep the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. Musicology. Wait a minute, babe. Wish I had a dollar for every time you say. Don't you miss the feeling music gave you back in the day? Let's groove, September. Earth, wind, and fire. Hot pants by James. Slides don't take you higher. Minor keys and drums to make a roller skate jam. Take your pick, turntable, or a band. Lord, if it ain't Chuck D, Jam Master, they know what they losing. Cause we got a PhD in advance, body moving. Keep body moving, just like I told you. Kick the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. Musicology.
Watching now. Rocking you coast to coast. Hips and lips, chips and whips.
Hello, world. I got a special guest on the line. Who is this?
This is me, Jerry Lee, better known as JL.
JL the Ruler from the old WJMO, the Mighty Mo. What's going on, JL?
Oh, I'm all right. Everything is doing fine. I'm glad to be in line in the land of the living.
Where are you these days, man?
Well, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, but right now I'm talking to you in Norfolk, Virginia.
How's the weather there?
Where, Virginia or in, Vegas?
Wherever you're talking to me from now.
Oh, it's about 62 degrees. I'm in Norfolk, Virginia right now, and it's going to rain tomorrow, I understand.
Well, you know, this is Black History Month, man, and you are one of the legends, so that's why I had to give you a call, because you're one of the first black radio announcers, along with Ken Hawkins, my dad, Chuck Conway Sr., Jockey Jack, and the rest of you guys, man. And you guys has opened the door for us second-generation disc jockeys.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I really do. It's a lot of hard work. I've been in it for 63 years, so everything's everything.
Man, I remember just tuning on to your show, man, and you kept it you kept it moving, man, and I learned a lot from you and the others, man, and
we appreciate the fact that you're keeping that spirit alive and you're keeping it going nice and strong.
Well, you know what, man, is there any advice? Just let the public know about any type of advice that you can give for people that would like to be future disc jockeys. Let's hear something from you.
Well, that's kind of rough. I say anything that's in your heart and you love it, don't let nothing stop you from doing it.
Amen.
You know, friend or foe, doesn't matter. If you want to do it, it can be done. Just do it.
Take your time and do it right, right?
That's the name of that song, Be Sure Before You Go.
Hey, what year did you start at JMO, man?
I started in 1958 is when I was first introduced to WJMO. And that was a scant situation, but I actually got hired in 1962.
Okay, as a jock, because I do recall you
as
saying
a
that.
Okay,
I
as
got
a
you.
Part-timer. It was me and Mike Payne. We used to do nasty things to each other.
I heard some of the stories.
So one of us could get on the air that evening.
Yeah, it's called the swing shift, huh?
Yeah, we were swinging all right.
Hey, man.
When
are you headed this way so I can get you into the studio so we can do this side by side?
It's going to be a minute with this pandemic going on, man. That's one of the reasons why I've taken the leave from what I normally do. What I am doing is I travel with a lot of recording artists and wannabe recording artists and comedians. I do what's called a professional road manager.
Okay.
I make sure that all of their stuff is where it's supposed to be and they don't miss their interviews and things of this nature. I haven't been in Cleveland in some time, so most of it has been out in L.A. and San Francisco, that area.
Okay.
Is where most of my travels are.
Okay, JL. Now, are you still in the business? Or, I mean, are you doing anything these days?
Well, I'm not doing anything now because of the pandemic. But as soon as that's over, I intend to get back out there and take care of business.
Well, you've been doing that for many, many years, man. Hey, JL, man, it's been fun. But we got to run here, but I really appreciate you talking to the world, talking to our listeners. And
hey, man,
it's been a pleasure, man. And by the way, you got something for us, don't you?
Yeah, don't mess around with James Brown. I'm black and I'm proud.
All right, JL, and that's for Black History Month. Thank you, man.
You got it.
My man.
Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of love. But I Sniper, and you're listening to my man, Chuck Fast Talking, Slow Walking Conway Jr.
Ricky James, Motown's own Ricky Smith. Oh, Ricky James. Sorry about that, Rick. God bless you, brother. But in the meantime, I went upstairs in the attic and went through Dad's radio bag from the past. So I found a little Black History radio. Let's listen.
This is Congressman Lewis Stokes. On Saturday, September 15th, my brother Carl and I invite you to join us in a mass meeting of the 21st Congressional District Caucus. This meeting will be held at 3 p.m. in front of the Call Post Building at East 105th and Chester Avenue. That's Saturday, September 15th at 3 p.m. at East 105th and Chester Avenue. Carl Stokes and Lewis Stokes invite you to this important meeting about Cleveland.
Hey, you! Come out here on the floor. Let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor. Honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out. To the left,
third step,
wobble to the right,
fourth step.
Now it's plain to see you're hurting on me, but it's a natural fact. I like it like that, so work out. Yeah, baby, work out.
Work, baby, work out.
Honey, work out.
Work, baby, work out.
Baby, work out.
Work, baby, work
out. I'm trying to join out.
Work, baby. This dance with a shout, so work out. Now when I tell you to shout, I want you to jump at it.
For the Golden Wax Pick Hit of the Week, sponsored by Satellite Cleaners. Satellite Cleaners is located at 1340 Hayden Avenue, or you may give them a call at area code 216-249-3502. The number once again, area code 216-249-3502. This is Chuck Conaway Jr., and I get my clothes clean at Satellite Cleaners, 1340 Hayden Avenue. Now it's time for the Pick Hit of the Week, sponsored by Satellite Cleaners.
She got a lot of what they call the mold.
Can't help it.
become well done.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
She made Grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
And if I go to hell, I'll be in the knee.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it.
I can't help it.
Along with the Vandellas, come and get those memories. Chuck Fast Talking Slow Walking Conway Jr., and we are celebrating Black History Month. And don't forget, our request line is now open. Just go to our Facebook page at Golden Wax on our Facebook page. Tell me what you would like to hear, and I will get it on the air for you. In the meantime, rap is part of Black History, and here's a rap song for you.
Radio TV. In the press, say what's the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall builders, they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing. your savior. But this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz. Well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big drug jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fessed, talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. Partner that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta-type Kango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star, now they caught the papers. They caught the papers. They caught the papers. They caught the papers. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee, better known to y'all as Kamasa Cool V. He cut, scratch, transforms with finesse and all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help on it. Now my cousin Vaughn still try on and on and on to the like break the dawn to get this JLB in effect. Then they look right past him and be like, next! For the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Nah, guess what they caught from my cousin? The papers. They caught the papers.
Guess I gotta talk about me, check it out.
Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MTGJ and crews in town. Source crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death doodle at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Yo, biz, do you remember me for Noble Street, chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the papers. Yo, yo. They caught the papers. They caught the papers.
Yo, I like to tell everybody this is a true story.
They caught the papers.
And you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know.
They caught the papers.
You know, I'm not joking, 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 joking.
They caught the papers.
Now my name is Bismarck.
Key.
You know, Big Daddy Kane, DJ Swan, and my partner, Kamasa Cool V. I can't forget the original, my manager, original Fly Top from Fly Top Productions, and Mr. Magic Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, everybody else, and everybody out there, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, I can't forget all the girls out there, can't forget Coochie, I can't forget the original Tredonia and everybody else, and all, everybody out there, call the Vapors, I am the originator of the Vapors, intellectual kid, I quit. The girls with the underarm odor. And then after that, I was getting ready to make my albums called Pickin' Boogers.
Good old friend of mine from the 80s, Biz Markie, Catching the Vapors, Chuck Fast Talking Slow Walking Conway Jr. as we celebrate Black History Month right here on your favorite radio station. Here's Curtis Mayfield along with Them Impressions and People Get Ready.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among those loved the most.
Song there. That was Mike Payne's theme song when he was at WABQ. He used to play that song when he used to ride all around town picking up folks at different parts of the city. That was Curtis and the Impressions and People Get Ready. You know, a lot of people thought that Chubby Checker did the twist first. That's not true. The original twist was done by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And here it is.
Round and round, baby, round and round, baby, round and round, baby, round and round.
Talking along with the Midnighters, the original twist. Yours truly, Chuck Fast Talking, Slow Walking, Conway Jr. Now it's time for the Golden Wax Crazy Song of the Day.
Hey, 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 hey.
If you wanna be having for the rest of your life, have to make a friend, you want for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you. If you wanna be having for the rest of your life, have to make a friend, you want for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Golden Wax with Chuck Fast Talking Slow Walking Conway Jr.
Fun, man, but I know we got the run.
Yeah, Snapper, we got the run. But in the meantime, we would like to let you know that we enjoy listening to you, or you're listening to us, because we can hear you when you call us and tell us what you would like to hear, and keep doing that. Before we go, remember the three keywords: love, peace, and happiness will always mean togetherness. This is Chuck Fast Talking Slow Walking Conway Jr., and you've been tuned in to the Black History Month version of Golden Wax. See you next time. I'm out of here.
When we used to say goodnight, I'd always kiss and hold you tight. But lately you don't seem to care. You close the door and leave me standing there. Oh, honey, that's not fair. That's it. I quit, I'm moving on. Yeah, the other night we had a date and you showed up 2 hours late. And though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Oh, they smeared it every place. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on.